Oh my goodness, it is now 9:10 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Of course, it's been a while since I've been on today because this is the first hour. Oh my goodness, congratulations to the Timberwolves. All right, let's just jump into center stage. Bottom line is that my first guest tonight is Andrew Wallace. If you don't know who he is, maybe you've heard him at Crooners. In fact, he calls himself a singer or crooner. And he's joining us tonight to talk about a big event coming up on December 20th. And I know Andrew Wallace, and it's really good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
Hi, Geralyn. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing really well. I'm having such a great time with everyone, with Pete and the orchestra, the small orchestra. It's just going to be a blast. Tell us all about what's happening on the 20th.
Well, on the 20th, Jasmine Orchestra, which is the Twin Cities' premier big band orchestra, it's been around for over 25 years now, is going to be at the Dakota Jazz Club, the Dakota downtown Minneapolis, and of course, 18-piece orchestra featuring an evening of almost all, or I should say mostly, holiday music, featuring three guest singers, of course, you and one, the wonderful Ginger Commodore, and myself.
Yes.
And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. I'm so looking forward to it.
You know, this orchestra, first of all, they seem to have a lot of happiness, a lot of joy in their lives. You know, at the very first rehearsal I went to, I could see it on their faces. They may have been frustrated a bit or maybe a little tired, but all of a sudden they just, you know, Pete will say something and they just light up. And I'm so excited about this. Was it hard for you to choose the songs that you're going to do?
Well, not at all, actually, because I love, you know, all of us singers have different opinions about the holiday season. Some singers sort of go, okay, here we go. And some of us truly, genuinely love holiday and Christmas music. And I'm of the latter category. I just can't wait till Christmas comes along and I get to sing some of my favorite songs. I'm going to be singing a couple of wonderful songs. One is Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is my mom will tell me always, this is the song that I love to sing when I was a little boy all the time. So it's kind of, for me, it's a song that I have real fond memories of. And then I'm going to sing one of my favorite songs from Meet Me in St. Louis, of course, originally sung by Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which I just, I again, have a very fond connection with that. With that tune. So it wasn't hard. I kind of went, oh, this song has a great big band arrangement, which is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And then this is the second song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, is just, it's just one of my all-time favorite songs to sing. So
yeah, I love it.
It was a natural choice.
Okay, so here you are, here I am, and here Ginger Commodore is about to do this concert on Tuesday, December 30th. I believe the doors open at 7, is that correct?
Doors open, I believe, at 5:30, actually. The show begins at probably a little bit after 7 p.m.
Okay, all right. So I'm so looking forward to this, and as I start to look at the list of songs, I'm really excited. There are songs that I wish I had chosen, and then I go, no, you're not ready for that, Geralyn, because I'm really not a jazz singer. So it surprises me that Jazz MN, or Jazz Men, I'm surprised that they chose me because I'm not a jazz singer. Over the years, because you're the vice president, am I correct?
Well, currently I'm the artistic director, programming director. So I'm selecting all of the material and choosing, helping to coordinate, I should say, the music directors for each show, which, as you've already mentioned, is the great Pete Whitman for this concert. And Pete also was the music director for our last concert with Kurt Elling, which was a wonderful,
wow,
memorable night as well. My role has, I've been on the board of Jasmine for 6 years now, and I just stepped in, to help with the artistic side of things. I picked up the reins there about, in the last 6 months here. So it's been a joy. I have a real passion for this wonderful organization, which in addition to doing concerts, and we have a full season of this next year we're hoping to do up to 6 concerts, but we also do a lot of educational activities and outreach into the community. So it's a really special organization to be a part of.
Yeah, I can really tell that. It feels like a family more so than just a band, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like a family, and that's really cool that you have that in your life. And you've been with them, like you said, you've been on this with them for, what, 6 years?
6 years I've been
Amazing.
On the board and been involved. Yeah, yeah.
So and for those of us, go ahead.
You said you're not a jazz singer, Geralyn,
no,
and
I'm not.
I don't know what a jazz singer is and what a jazz singer isn't, because that's a very subjective thing. But if you sing the songs of the Great American Songbook and you sing them well and you put your own soul and spirit and heart into them as you do, then in my opinion, who cares what a jazz singer is and what a jazz singer isn't? We're all singers. And we all, you know, hopefully are singing songs that we feel passionate about and that we feel that we can bring our own style and energy to. And you do that so beautifully. So I'm really looking forward to hearing you.
I sure appreciate that, Andrew. I'm looking forward to it. Tell us when it starts. It's on December 20th at what time?
At 7 p.m. And there's very few seats left, but we have added a live streaming element too, so people can actually watch it from home if they can't join us live at the club as well. And then you can get the link for that right on the website, which is dakotacooks.com.
Did you tell the singers?
Well, I didn't get that memo,
dude.
I just found out about this very recently myself. So,
what?
Yeah, no, I just got the memo too, so we're all on the same page. But it will be a wonderful opportunity for people that can't join us, because again, a lot of that people unfortunately will not, because as I said, my understanding is that there's a very little availability remaining. So for the show.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. I am so excited about it. I will see you there on Tuesday for the rehearsal, a quick rehearsal and sound check. And we are on at 7 o'clock. Please come out. Check us out. It's going to be so much fun. There aren't many tickets, so the streamer is going to be a really big deal. People can really watch it and see it. Is there a cost for that?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes, there is. Yes, I believe it's $10 to see to buy the streaming ticket.
Okay, and so what website do they go to make that purchase?
It's the Dakota website, so it's dakotacooks.com.
Dakotacooks.com. We'll see you all there. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you, Geralyn. It was great to be on the show today. Thanks again.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, everyone. Coming up next is Liz Winstead. You know her. We love her. She's one of Minnesota's own. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. I am so excited for my next guest. I think she is absolutely lovely, beautiful. Liz Winstead is who we know. She's part of Minnesota from here. She's a comedian, co-creator of The Daily Show. We know so much about her. And, of course, this year she brings us another roast of the year that was in her Bad Men and Some Crappy Women. Yeah, that's the name of it. It's a show over at the Parkway Theater. And this co-creator of Comedy Central's Daily Show is here to explain how she'll weave us through the turbulence of this past year. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear this. She joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, my friend?
How are you? I think the last time we saw each other was at the Dakota
Tina
Sinansky Show, right?
That's right. Wow, you have a memory for sure. My goodness, I am so excited about you being here, and I've been working like crazy, but you never stop. Do you ever stop?
You know, I can't, patriarchy never takes a holiday, so I can't really take a day off. It turns out that there is so much hilarity and tragedy and tragilarity, if that's a word. And I want to talk about it all. I feel like we all need a catharsis, right? At the end of the year, just to like kiss this year goodbye. And so we can, I guess, ring in the new with, I don't know what it's going to be like.
Well, you know, every time I've spoken to you, you have this amazing joy in your voice. You've always had it. I've heard it on television and watching you on TV. And I also hear it through the phone. It's so amazing. And I want to know, what do you do to make sure you hold on to that?
You know, I think, you know, with my activism, with my comedy, to be able to, I always say to people, to be able to connect with folks is what keeps you going. And, you know, we see a lot of just like pure weirdness, pure bizarreness. Sometimes it seems very dark. But I think that making sure that we are just talking to each other all the time is, mm-hmm. I think, the vital part of reminding us of our humanity. Because as we went through COVID, you know, and before COVID, just if our lives became so much about being online and partially connected with folks, we lose that humanity, right? And so I think people become bullies because they can hide behind social media. And, you know, I think getting back to being in person and being face-to-face reminds you that, you know what, we're all people, and do we have more in common than we think we do? Yeah, I think we do.
I agree with that. You know, here's the thing. I have to hold on to the joy. I have to, else it'll drive me nuts. Mm-hmm. And I'm always blown away by the people that keep smiling. You know, you walk past someone, even today, after all the hell we've been through, it's amazing to see someone smile when they look at you. You don't know who they are, and all of a sudden they're smiling. And that's something I hear in your voice all the time. So let's talk about this big event that is coming up, because this is called Not to Be Missed Evening. It kicks off with a musical set by acclaimed acoustic guitarist Sam Breckenridge.
And also, my nephew.
Your nephew? Who is your nephew? Give me
Sam.
The name.
Sam.
That's your nephew?
He's my nephew. I know. He's an incredible guitarist, and he happens to be my nephew. So it's like a double whammy of fun to be able to work on the same bill with him. It's great.
Wow. That's going to... Look, everyone, if you don't know who he is, got to look it up, okay? Just look up Sam Breckenridge. I believe I only saw him once, and I was so blown away. I was watching it on television, I think it was, and it just was amazing. So, okay, so you got to have him to open up the show and do a little bit of everything. And tell me more about this piece.
So the show is, you know, this is my 13th year of doing a recap of the news and of the year's events. And each year I say, how could I have any more material? And just to give you an idea, one page that I write is about 10 minutes of comedy. Mm-hmm. And I have 65 pages that I'm weeding through of what happened in the year. And so I like to do overviews. I mean, we play sound bites. I have really funny graphics. But, you know, there's the stories that we all know. You know, we know about, you know, the secret documents that are hidden in, you know, the junk drawers at Mar-a-Lago. You know, mm-hmm. we remember, you know, a lot of stuff. But, like, we forget that, like, it was this year that the war in Ukraine started, you know? It was
this year
that, you know, Will Smith clocked Chris Rock at the Oscars.
I think it was planned. Come on, Liz.
Yes. I mean, it just seemed too convenient, right? When you haul off and hit somebody and nobody has a bloody nose and there's no black eye, I don't know. It did seem a little bit staged. And then also this year, we forget, like, you know, the MyPillow guy, he had his cell phone, like, confiscated at a Hardee's in Mankato. We can't leave that out.
Yeah, but we've heard nothing about it since. I mean, we've heard nothing about that. Goodness. What's the point of taking the phone if you're not going to tell us what's on it?
I know. You know, my patience is wearing thin because it just seems like we get to the juicy details and then, like, what's going on? What's
going
on?
5 years later.
You know, everybody
exactly.
Pins and needles. Yeah.
What about Roe versus Wade? Are you going to talk about all of that has happened? And
I definitely will be talking about the fall of Roe. I'll be talking about, you know, all of it, all the election stuff that happened, a bunch of Minnesota stuff, you know, how we fared in all of this. And so, yeah, if it happened this year, I'm definitely going to touch on it. Of course, you know, I can't leave out the Trump trading cards that we all watched in horror, because that was just, I don't even care how you feel about Donald Trump. That was the most bizarre thing I have ever seen in my life, to slap your face on historic things that you had nothing to do with and then sell 20,000 of them and make $5 million. And they sold out in 24 hours. What are we doing wrong? We are doing something wrong.
Well, first of all, we're allowing him to do it. I don't understand why we don't just create the laws to stop that from ever happening again. Just stop.
I do not understand a single thing about it. You know, there's actually people who are that dumb and that rich who are more interesting than America. If you want a dumb rich guy, can we get a different one, please?
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me about the show. Give us all the details where they can get tickets and everything.
So it's great. It's at the Parkway Theater over on 48th in Chicago, December 30th and 31st. You can get tickets at theparkwaytheater.com. Or you can just Google my name and the Parkway Theater, and you'll be able to find it. Shows are selling pretty fast. So if you're interested, please get your tickets now or you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Right, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. And by the way, it's for all ages. That's awesome, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. How you keep going. That's how you keep building.
Don't bring your 10-year-old. I don't think they'd really appreciate it. But, you know, I'm just saying, there will be some language. There will be some talk of, you know, there's been some sex exploits that happened this year I might want to cover. So, you know, maybe 16 seems appropriate.
This is why I love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Is there anything else you want to add to The Bad Men and Some Crappy Women, a comedy purge of 2022?
I think that we should just all do ourselves a favor and come together to kick last year in the butt and to the curb.
I'm getting my tickets tonight. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that woman. We're going to take a break and come back with some weather in a moment. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is sit and speak with you or share all of the arts and entertainment around the state. My next guest is Joshua English and Scrimshaw. Let me make that right again. Joshua English Scrimshaw and Levi Weinhagen. Did I say that correct, you guys?
Yeah,
you sure did.
Nailed it.
Awesome. They are the co-founders of Comedy Suitcase and co-stars of Bob and Reggie Stay Awake. And just like our last segment, we're going to talk about this one show that may tickle the fancy of every family member. And it's really funny. I've heard a lot about it, and I can't wait to come and see it, and I hope I make it. Okay, you guys, welcome to Center Stage. Let's start with you, Joshua. I'm just curious to know how you guys started this whole Bob and Reggie Stay Awake.
Well, this started at the Minnesota Fringe Festival this summer, and we did it as a fringe show, and it's an all-silent physical comedy farce, and it had a great reaction, and we decided it would work great for a new show, because the fringe show had the titular Bob and Reggie attempting to go to bed, and we thought it would be fun to twist it so that they have to stay awake until midnight instead of going to bed.
I love it. I just love the way that even sounds. Now, this is all running at the Bryant Lake Bowl and Theater on December 29th and the 30th at 7 p.m. And then December 31st, New Year's Eve, two shows, 5 and 7 p.m. All right. You guys decided to do three shows right before we get into January. Tell me what's new and what should people expect?
Go ahead, Joshua.
It's a adaptation of our fringe show. So if you saw our fringe show, you're going to see some of the same shtick, as we like to call it, mm-hmm. that you saw at the fringe. But we have also adapted it for the new year. So you will get some best of material and some brand new material.
That's amazing. Levi, here's the thing. You know, you don't hear a lot about the Fringe Festival developing something and it goes big. This is big for you guys. So tell me, what was the cream in the sauce that made that happen?
There's some early parts in the show that we did at the Fringe Festival where we do some pretty big physical falls. And so that's, you know, two large adult men falling out of a bed, tripping over things. And people just laughed and clapped and really enjoyed seeing us get hurt. For us, we're like, maybe this can go beyond the Fringe Festival and we could get it in front of families who are gathering for the holiday.
You know, what's unusual to me is that this is a silent physical comedy starring the two of you. And there's also someone named Sulia Altenberg. Is she a singer?
No, Sulia is another actor who is in her 20s, and we've been working with her since she was 12 years old. And she's just a terrific performer. So she actually ends up being a barrier to Bob and Reggie staying awake. She's sort of the challenge they have to overcome.
Are you the Reggie?
I don't know if I think we invite folks to come to the show and they have to decide which is Bob and which is Reggie.
That's clever. See, I want a ticket already. I just want a ticket. Okay, so knowing that you've put this together, how long do you expect this to last? I mean, some shows start out, even here in Minnesota, especially when it's comedy. It starts out and it may be slow going, and then all of a sudden it just explodes, just like what you're doing, and it's around for 50 years or 30 years or 20 years. Are you looking forward to that? Either one of you jump
in. I'd love to do it as long as I'm physically capable of doing it. So if this becomes a holiday tradition, I'm on board until my body isn't.
There you go. So, okay, neither one of you can hit each other upside the head, you know, just to make sure you get damaged. Don't do it. So the doors for that evening performance are 6 p.m. Is it always 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. on the 29th and 30th, and then 4 p.m. on the 31st for that first show.
Oh, okay. 4 p.m. for that first show on the 31st. That's good to know. Of course, people can get their tickets at eventbrite.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So there has been so much praise for you guys as well. I mean, people are really talking about you. I've never heard of you, so forgive me. I'm so looking forward to hearing more about you. And will you guys, once I get to know you a little bit, I hope you'll come back on the show and we can have a blast together. How about that?
Absolutely.
Oh, and
I love
you
it.
Do have a musical singer, though. You have some music or something, right?
Yeah.
During the show. Okay. Tell me about that again.
Rhiannon Fitzpatrick, she is going to provide musical accompaniment for the show because, like an old style silent film, it needs a soundtrack of music and sound effects. So she is there on stage throughout the show creating that very idiosyncratic soundtrack for the comedy.
That is so cool. And of course, those that were applauding for you, the critics, the Pioneer Press wrote, worthy of a Buster Keaton film. I mean, you can't say anything. Come on. That's just awesome, you guys. You're going to go a long way. I'm so looking forward to hearing more about you. Will you come back and visit me again?
Sure will. Happy to.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to mention again where this is happening. It is running at the Bryant Lake Bowl and Theater, December 29th and 30th at 7 p.m., December 31st. Two shows starting 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And all you got to do to go for tickets is Eventbrite. That's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. We're going to take a moment, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:48, and we have our last guest tonight, and I am very happy that our guest was able to join us tonight. Why? Well, here is the deal. After 3 years away, the holiday show has returned to the Brave New Workshop. The best Christmas show in 3 years is what it's called, and it brings the merriment we all know and love with a bit of pent-up energy. And don't worry about seeing it before Christmas Day, because the show continues all the way through January 28th at the Dudley Riggs Theater. Now, wonder what you'll see on stage? Okay, cast member Doug Nethercott is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with some of the details. How are you, Doug?
Hello, Geraldine. Doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are coming on, because it's been a long time, and I just wanted to know, in the center of that absence, how did you handle it?
How did I handle not being on stage as an extrovert for almost 3 years? The term "not well" comes to mind, but it was it was tough for all of us. A lot of us here at the Brave New Workshop, when we first got back together in May to start back up with the first show back, we had a lot of war stories about Zoom, improv, and staged readings over, you know, Microsoft Teams, and it was just never good. It was never good. But, you know, we all did our best. We all tried our hardest. And even the Brave New Workshop ran an online Zoom show for about 2, 3, 4 months solid. And just trying to, you know, keep us motivated to continue on and to keep the laughter happening for all of our fans out there.
So tell me about the Dudley Riggs Theater. I remember seeing that on Lake. Is it Lake? No, not Lake Street. Don't tell me Hennepin. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do is sit and speak with you or share all of the arts and entertainment around the state. My next guest is Joshua English and Scrimshaw. Let me make that right again. Joshua English Scrimshaw and Levi Weinhagen. Did I say that correct, you guys?
Yeah,
you sure did.
Nailed it.
Awesome. They are the co-founders of Comedy Suitcase and co-stars of Bob and Reggie Stay Awake. And just like our last segment, we're going to talk about this one show that may tickle the fancy of every family member. And it's really funny. I've heard a lot about it, and I can't wait to come and see it, and I hope I make it. Okay, you guys, welcome to Center Stage. Let's start with you, Joshua. I'm just curious to know how you guys started this whole Bob and Reggie Stay Awake.
Well, this started at the Minnesota Fringe Festival this summer, and we did it as a fringe show, and it's an all-silent physical comedy farce, and it had a great reaction, and we decided it would work great for a new show, because the fringe show had the titular Bob and Reggie attempting to go to bed, and we thought it would be fun to twist it so that they have to stay awake until midnight instead of going to bed.
I love it. I just love the way that even sounds. Now, this is all running at the Bryant Lake Bowl and Theater on December 29th and the 30th at 7 p.m. And then December 31st, New Year's Eve, two shows, 5 and 7 p.m. All right. You guys decided to do three shows right before we get into January. Tell me what's new and what should people expect?
Well, go ahead, Joshua.
It's a adaptation of our fringe show. So if you saw our fringe show, you're going to see some of the same shtick, as we like to call it, that you saw at the fringe. But we have also adapted it for the new year. So you will get some best of material and some brand new material.
That's amazing. Levi, here's the thing. You know, you don't hear a lot about the Fringe Festival developing something and it goes big. This is big for you guys. So tell me, what was the cream in the sauce that made that happen?
There's some early parts in the show that we did at the Fringe Festival where we do some pretty big physical falls. And so that's, you know, two large adult men falling out of a bed, tripping over things. And people just laughed and clapped and really enjoyed seeing us get hurt. For us, we're like, maybe this can go beyond the Fringe Festival and we could get it in front of families who are gathering for the holiday.
You know, what's unusual to me is that this is a silent physical comedy starring the two of you. And there's also someone named Sulia Altenberg. Is she a singer?
No, Sulia is another actor who is in her 20s, and we've been working with her since she was 12 years old, and she's just a terrific performer. So she actually ends up being a barrier to Bob and Reggie staying awake. She's sort of the challenge they have to overcome.
Are you the Reggie?
I don't know if I think we invite folks to come to the show and they have to decide which is Bob and which is Reggie.
That's clever. See, I want a ticket already. I just want a ticket. Okay, so knowing that you've put this together, how long do you expect this to last? I mean, some shows start out, even here in Minnesota, especially when it's comedy. It starts out and it may be slow going, and then all of a sudden it just explodes, just like what you're doing, and it's around for 50 years or 30 years or 20 years. Are you looking forward to that? Either one of you jump
in. I'd love to do it as long as I'm physically capable of doing it. So if this becomes a holiday tradition, I'm on board until my body isn't.
There you go. So, okay, one of you, neither one of you can hit each other upside the head, you know, just to make sure you get damaged. Don't do it. So the doors for that evening performance are 6 p.m. Is it always 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. on the 29th and 30th, and then 4 p.m. on the 31st for that first show.
Oh, okay. 4 p.m. for that first show on the 31st. That's good to know. Of course, people can get their tickets at eventbrite.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All
right. So there has been so much praise for you guys as well. I mean, people are really talking about you. I've never heard of you, so forgive me. I'm so looking forward to hearing more about you. And will you guys, once I get to know you a little bit, I hope you'll come back on the show and we can have a blast together. How about that?
Absolutely.
Oh, and
I love
you
it.
Do have a musical singer, though. You have some music or something, right?
Yeah.
During the show. Okay. Tell me about that again.
Rhiannon Fitzpatrick, she is going to provide musical accompaniment for the show because, like an old style silent film, it needs a soundtrack of music and sound effects. So she is there on stage throughout the show creating that very idiosyncratic soundtrack for the comedy.
That is so cool. And of course, those that were applauding for you, the critics, the Pioneer Press wrote, worthy of a Buster Keaton film. I mean, you can't say anything. Come on. That's just awesome, you guys. You're going to go a long way. I'm so looking forward to hearing more about you. Will you come back and visit me again?
Sure will. Happy to.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. I just want to mention again where this is happening. It is running at the Bryant Lake Bowling Theater, December 29th and 30th at 7 p.m., December 31st. Two shows starting 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And all you got to do to go for tickets is Eventbrite. That's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. We're going to take a moment, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:48, and we have our last guest tonight, and I am very happy that our guest was able to join us tonight. Why? Well, here is the deal. After 3 years away, the holiday show has returned to the Brave New Workshop. The best Christmas show in 3 years is what it's called, and it brings the merriment we all know and love with a bit of pent-up energy. And don't worry about seeing it before Christmas Day, because the show continues all the way through January 28th at the Dudley Riggs Theater. Now, wonder what you'll see on stage? Okay, cast member Doug Nethercott is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with some of the details. How are you, Doug?
Hello, Geraldine. Doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are coming on, because it's been a long time, and I just wanted to know, in the center of that absence, how did you handle it?
How did I handle not being on stage as an extrovert for almost 3 years? The term "not well" comes to mind, but it was tough for all of us. A lot of us here at the Brave New Workshop, when we first got back together in May to start back up with the first show back, we had a lot of war stories about Zoom, improv, and staged readings over Microsoft Teams, and it was just never good. It was never good. But, we all did our best. We all tried our hardest. And even the Brave New Workshop ran an online Zoom show for about 2, 3, 4 months solid. And just trying to, keep us motivated to continue on and to keep the laughter happening for all of our fans out there.
So tell me about the Dudley Riggs Theater. I remember seeing that on Lake Street. Don't tell me Hennepin. Is it still on Hennepin? No.
Yeah, well, what's really great about any of the theaters that the Brave New Workshop has performed in, they've always been on Hennepin Avenue, just at different places along the street. So it used to be at 26th and Hennepin in Uptown, across from Lake Chipotle, as many people know.
Right.
But now we're in downtown Minneapolis, north of the corner of 9th and Hennepin, in the brand new Dudley Riggs Theater that's been minted by the Hennepin Theater Trust, and which we're so proud to be a part of now. And it's great. It's just like it's like coming home after a long vacation.
Right. So the lights are on and they're inviting everyone in. I love knowing that. Okay. So this particular piece, everybody I know in the cast usually make sure that they, offer something from their own brain trust. And you guys all do this together. Is that still the process?
It sure is. Yeah. So we got together about 6 weeks before we opened, and we started sitting at the table and sort of taking all of our ideas that have been building up over the past 3 years and just sort of, for lack of a better term, vomiting them out, getting them out onto paper, into, you know, brainstorming lists, and kind of combing through what were the good ideas, what were the ones we could sort of leave to the side. And we put together this brand new show using some of the sketches from previous Christmas shows that we thought would be really fun to sort of highlight the return of the Christmas, but then also bringing new sketches to the stage in fun ways with new songs, new characters. And I think that's what's great about the Brave New Workshop is it really does touch on what's kind of going on in the zeitgeist and sort of poking fun at all those things that we all have to go through, especially during the holidays.
As I read about what this is all about, you guys could do a reality TV show. I mean, seriously, you know, compared to what I'm hearing, like the best Christmas show in 3 years will take the edge of unreasonable expectations by showing you the real holidays that the Hallmark Channel would never dare to air. Ridiculous family drama. Family drama. Yep. Joy-induced neurosis and a hilariously unhealthy amount of competitive celebration make for a gift you would not dream of returning. Immediately, I went, uh-oh, okay. They're going to be on television.
Hey,
I would love for you guys to turn this inside out. That's awesome.
Please.
Yep.
So from your mouth to Les Moonves' ears. That's what I say. Bring it on.
I thought you would love that. I thought so. Okay. So tell me, people that haven't been there for a long time, have you been reaching out to them to get in touch with those that have been supporting you for a long time to make sure that they knew you were open and going?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of them come back, which, you know, is always the worry. Like when you know, we were closed down for so long, and because of what happened with the Hennepin Theater Trust and sort of the negotiations happening there, we were closed a little bit longer than many other theaters were. So we were worried that people would forget about us. But ever since we reopened in May, we've seen a lot of people returning. And now with the Christmas show, I think that's when a lot of the loyal fans of the Brave New Workshop are like, okay, they're back. I believe it. Let's go. Let's have fun. And I, you know, working with Lauren Anderson and Denzel Bielan and Taj Ruler, who have been here, you know, Lauren, this is like her 60th show here at the Brave New Workshop. They see all the familiar faces up there and they point them out and say, oh, so-and-so's back and so-and-so's back. And this is only my, I'll call it my 6.5 show since our run in 2020 was cut short. But it's been great to work with them and to see sort of that tradition and all that brought back. And I think that's the lifeblood of any sort of arts organization that's been around for 60 years is you got to bring the community back in. You got to tell people, hey, we're still here. And we have our, you know, we have our mailing list that we can reach out with, but also being partner now and being part of the Hennepin Theater Trust, their reach is so great as well. And hopefully they can bring some new faces to the Dudley Riggs Theater to see some hilarious and edgy and neurotic sketch comedy.
Well, I tell you, Doug, I agree with you all the way. And I was so excited to read in your press release that Taj Ruler is back. She is returning to Deck the Halls along with musical director John Pumper and technical director Matthew Vichlak. Do I have that correct?
It's Matthew Vichlak, yeah.
Vichlak, thank you. Okay, yeah. So what is the running time? It says to be determined.
So the actual show itself runs about just under 2 hours, with that includes our intermission and everything. And what's great about this show as well is, like you said before, it does go all the way through the end of January. So we invite people to come after the holidays and enjoy sort of like looking back with a knowing eye on the holidays and being able to now laugh about it because the stress of family's not there, of purchasing gifts, of putting up decorations, all that's gone. And you can just laugh and have a good time and relax. And who doesn't love Christmas in January? That's what I say.
You know, at that point, you want to kill Hallmark. Okay, hey, I just want you to know, the show is recommended for ages 14 and up. I'm curious to know why 14 is a lot of, you know, cursing.
Yeah, again, with, you know, everyone's parenting styles and all that's different. We do respect everyone in that way. And we just like to give that guideline because there are some adult situations, some adult language that's used. I'd say mostly the adult language. And we don't want anyone to feel like, you know, we're, you know, trying to dupe them into bringing their 8-year-old and then being like, oh, no, my ears. So I think the Brave New Workshop has always kind of pushed the edge of comedy and always been sort of like trying to be welcoming at the same time being you know, sort of on the cutting edge. So we don't want to cut anybody out, but we do want to say, like, you know, 14 and older, that's probably a good, you know, guideline. If you think your 13-year-old can handle it, we trust you as parents. If you think your 16-year-old cannot handle it, we trust you as parents.
All right, so I want to make sure that people know where to go for the tickets.
Best place to go is bravenewworkshop.org, or you can find us at hennepintheatertrust.org as well.
All right. That is great to know. I am so happy I had a chance to speak with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this show. I find it quite fun, Doug. Thank you. You take care of yourself and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
All right, everyone. My goodness, as we wrap up these next couple of minutes or 1 minute, I just want to say I'm so happy about the holidays taking place this year. It's been wonderful to look at decorations and homes. And, you know, I haven't seen much downtown Minneapolis yet, but I keep going looking for more and more. So I hope that we will get better and better at making sure Minneapolis shines as much as St. Paul does. You know, Rice Park in St. Paul is amazing usually. So I'm just hoping so. So thank you for sticking and staying with us during the center stage. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. Unfortunately, Michael is not able to join us tonight, but Jonathan and I are going to have a blast. All right, we'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:48, and we have our last guest tonight, and I am very happy that our guest was able to join us tonight. Why? Well, here is the deal. After 3 years away, the holiday show has returned to the Brave New Workshop. The best Christmas show in 3 years is what it's called, and it brings the merriment we all know and love with a bit of pent-up energy. And don't worry about seeing it before Christmas Day, because the show continues all the way through January 28th at the Dudley Riggs Theater. Now, wonder what you'll see on stage? Okay, cast member Doug Nethercott is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with some of the details. How are you, Doug?
Hello, Geraldine. Doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are coming on, because it's been a long time, and I just wanted to know, in the center of that absence, how did you handle it?
How did I handle not being on stage as an extrovert for almost 3 years? The term "not well" comes to mind, but it was tough for all of us. A lot of us here at the Brave New Workshop, when we first got back together in May to start back up with the first show back, we had a lot of war stories about Zoom, improv, and staged readings over, you know, Microsoft Teams, and it was just never good. It was never good. But, you know, we all did our best. We all tried our hardest. And even the Brave New Workshop ran an online Zoom show for about 2, 3, 4 months solid. And just trying to, you know, keep us motivated to continue on and to keep the laughter happening for all of our fans out there.
So tell me about the Dudley Riggs Theater. I remember seeing that on Lake. Is it Lake? No, not Lake Street. Don't tell me Hennepin. Is it still on Hennepin? No.
So, yeah, well, what's really great about any of the theaters that Brave New Workshop has performed in, they've always been on Hennepin Avenue, just at different places along the street. So it used to be at 26th and Hennepin in Uptown, across from Lake Chipotle, as many people know.
Right.
But now we're in downtown Minneapolis, right just north of the corner of 9th and Hennepin, in the brand new Dudley Riggs Theater that's been minted by the Hennepin Theater Trust, and which we're so proud to be a part of now. And it's great. It's just like it's like coming home after a long vacation.
Right. So the lights are on and they're inviting everyone in. I love knowing that. Okay. So this particular piece, everybody I know in the cast usually make sure that they, you know, offer something from their own brain trust. And you guys all do this together. Is that still the process?
It sure is. Yeah. So we got together. About 6 weeks before we opened, we started sitting at the table and sort of taking all of our ideas that have been building up over the past 3 years and just sort of, for lack of a better term, vomiting them out, getting them out onto paper, into, you know, brainstorming lists, and kind of combing through what were the good ideas, what were the ones we could sort of leave to the side. And we put together this brand new show using some of the sketches from previous Christmas shows that we thought would be really fun to sort of highlight the return of the Christmas, but also bringing new sketches to the stage in fun ways with new songs, new characters. And I think that's what's great about the Brave New Workshop is it really does touch on what's kind of going on in the zeitgeist and sort of poking fun at all those things that we all have to go through, especially during the holidays.
As I read about what this is all about, you guys could do a reality TV show. I mean, seriously, you know, compared to what I'm hearing, like the best Christmas show in 3 years will take the edge of unreasonable expectations by showing you the real holidays that the Hallmark Channel would never dare to air. Ridiculous family drama. Yep. Joy-induced neurosis and a hilariously unhealthy amount of competitive celebration make for a gift you would not dream of returning. Immediately, I went, okay. They got to be on television.
Hey,
I would love for you guys to turn this inside out. That's awesome.
Please.
Yep. So
from your
cool.
mouth to Les Moonves' ears, that's what I say. Bring it
I
on.
I thought you would love that. I thought so. Okay, so tell me, people that haven't been there for a long time, have you been reaching out to them to get in touch with those that have been supporting you for a long time? To make sure that they knew you were open and going.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of them come back. Which, you know, is always the worry. Like when you know, we were closed down for so long. And because of what happened with the Hennepin Theater Trust and sort of the negotiations happening there, we were closed a little bit longer than many other theaters were. So we were worried that people would forget about us. But ever since we reopened in May, we've seen a lot of people returning. And now with the Christmas show, I think that's when a lot of the loyal fans of the Brave New Workshop are like, okay, they're back. I believe it. Let's go. Let's have fun. And I, you know, working with Lauren Anderson and Denzel Bielan and Taj Ruler, who have been here, you know, Lauren, this is like her 60th show here at the Brave New Workshop. They see all the familiar faces out there and they point them out and say, oh, so-and-so's back and so-and-so's back. And this is only my, I'll call it my 6.5 show since our run in 2020 was cut short. But it's been great to work with them and to see sort of that tradition and all that brought back. And I think that's the lifeblood of any sort of arts organization that's been around for 60 years is you got to bring the community back in. You got to tell people, hey, we're still here. And we have our, you know, we have our mailing list that we can reach out with, but also being partner now and being part of the Hennepin Theater Trust, their reach is so great as well. And hopefully they can bring some new faces to the W. Riggs Theater to see some hilarious and edgy and neurotic sketch comedy.
Well, I tell you, Doug, I agree with you all the way. And I was so excited to read in your press release that Taj Ruler is back. She is returning to Deck the Halls along with musical director John Pumper and technical director Matthew Vichlak. Do I have that correct?
It's Matthew Vichlak, yeah.
Vichlak, thank you. Okay, yeah. So what is the running time? It says to be determined.
So the actual show itself runs about just under 2 hours, with that includes our intermission and everything. And what's great about this show as well is, like you said before, it does go all the way through the end of January. So we invite people to come after the holidays and enjoy sort of like looking back with a knowing eye on the holidays and being able to now laugh about it because the stress of family's not there, of purchasing gifts, of putting up decorations, all that's gone. And you can just laugh and have a good time and relax. And who doesn't love Christmas in January? That's what I say.
You know, at that point, you want to kill Hallmark. Okay, hey, I just want you to know, the show is recommended for ages 14 and up. I'm curious to know why 14 is a lot of, you know, cursing.
Yeah, again, with, you know, everyone's parenting styles and all that's different. We do respect everyone in that way. And we just like to give that guideline because there are some adult situations, some adult language that's used. I'd say mostly the adult language. And we don't want anyone to feel like, you know, we're, you know, trying to dupe them into bringing their 8-year-old and then being like, oh, no, my ears. So I think the Brave New Workshop has always kind of pushed the edge of comedy and always been sort of like trying to be welcoming at the same time being, you know, sort of on the cutting edge. So we don't want to cut anybody out, but we do want to say, like, you know, 14 and older, that's probably a good, you know, guideline. If you think your 13-year-old can handle it, we trust you as parents. If you think your 16-year-old cannot handle it, we trust you as parents.
All right. So I want to make sure that people know where to go for the tickets.
Best place to go is bravenewworkshop.org. Or you can find us at hennepintheatertrust.org as well.
All right. That is great to know. I am so happy I had a chance to speak with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this show. I find it quite fun,
you.
Doug. Thank you. You take care of yourself
you.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
All right, everyone. My goodness, as we wrap up these next couple of minutes or 1 minute, I just want to say I'm so happy about the holidays taking place this year. It's been wonderful to look at decorations and homes. And, you know, I haven't seen much downtown Minneapolis yet, but I keep going looking for more and more. So I hope that we will get better and better at making sure Minneapolis shines as much as St. Paul does. You know, Rice Park in St. Paul is amazing usually. So I'm just hoping so. So thank you for sticking and staying with us during the center stage. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. Unfortunately, Michael is not able to join us tonight, but Jonathan and I are going to have a blast. All right, we'll be back.